One learned this chiddush on Hilchas Erevin to make for an eruv b'tchumim. The chad masniya meiser, and one learned the halacha we're soon going to learn about on Hilchas Meiser Sheni. What does that mean? Chad masniya on our eruv. One said this halacha we're soon going to say is talking about eruv b'tchumim. That what? Loi shonu. That when does the Mishnah say you can't use water or salt for eruv b'tchumim? Elamayim b'fnayatzma. When using water by itself, or elsu melech b'fnayatzma, using salt by itself. The Ein Marvin, then you can't use either one of these two by itself for Aruv Etchumin. Avon B'mayim U'melech, when you mix the two together to get salt water, then Marvin, then you could use it for Aruv Etchumin. And the Svar is then, because that's called Lifton. Amol, you take your bread and you dip it into salt water. So since you use it to Malafen, that's a pass, that you could make Aruv Etchumin with. So one learned this Chiddush, if you have two together, salt water, you could use it only for Aruv Etchumin. The Chad Masni, one learned this Chiddush even a Meiser. It even goes a Meiser Sheni. The what? Loi shonu el amayim b'fnei atzmoy. The Mishnah says what the money of Meiser Sheni. When you take to Yerushalayim, you have to buy food. One says you can't buy water or salt. It means b'fnei atzmoy by itself. U melech b'fnei atzmoy, salt by itself. Di eini kochim. You can't buy with the money of Meiser Sheni. Avo mayim u melech. If you want to buy salt water together, then nikochim ekesev meiser. You could buy it with the money you have to use for meiser sheni. So that's the machlokes. So tomorrow, man the masni a meiser, the one that learned this chiddush, even upon meiser sheni, is kol shchein eruv. If salt water helps to buy, you could buy salt water with the moyes of meiser sheni. Pshit, you could use salt water to make a ruv etchumim. Or man the masni a eruv, but the one that learns the chiddush no only for ruv etchumim, avla meiser loy. Mashen came to buy mice with the money of Maisa Sheni, you can't buy salt water. Why, my timer? Peri binin. Like we'll soon see in Amad Beis, with Dash and the Psukim, it has to be a peri. It has to be a type of a fruit that you could use, or something that grows that you could use to buy from Maisa Sheni. Mashen came salt water, is not called a peri, therefore you can't use it. Shrashi. Chad masni erev, chad masni amaiser. Hai loishonu de karmin lekamon. It's this loishonu that we're explaining when the Mishnah says salt and water is no good, it only means separately, but together it is good. So one learns it even amaiser sheni. Strashi mayim umelech, hamurovin. If it's mixed together, mozon hain, litvo ben pitoy. Then it is called a mozon, because it's called a liftern. You dip your bread inside the salt water, so that's called a mozon. It fills you up. So one says, even by Maisa Sheni, the other one says, no, for Maisa Sheni, we'll soon see the Psukim, you would need a pri, something that grows. And salt water doesn't grow, you can't use it. So the Maraki also, Reb Yitzchak, Masni Amaisa. When Reb Yitzchak came, he learned this Chiddush even on Maisa Sheni, that when you want to buy something with the money of Maisa Sheni, you could even buy salt water. Fred Gemara Maisa, have a kasha on you, Reb Yitzchak. Hey, Reb Yudah Ben Godish. Reb Yudah Ben Godish said over Nadis, in the name of Reb Lezer, shall Beis Abba, that in his father's house, hoyu loikchin tzir, the kest of Meiser. When they had the money of Meiser Sheni, originally they had the Peris, who was too heavy to carry to Yerushalayim, so they were putting the Peris onto money. Now they took the money to Yerushalayim, they wanted to buy food. So the Meiser was, one. They bought tzir, that means the brine of the fish, the juice that comes out of the fish. Loikchin tzir, the kest of Meiser. Is Omar Lloyd, the Chomim told, his base Abba, Shema Loy Shemat Elo Kishakirvei Dogim Murovim Behem. When is the good that you could buy with the Mois Meiser Sheni, or the brine that comes out of the fish? That's only if there's Kirvei Dogim, the Kishkis, some of the meat, like of the fish itself, is mixed into the juice. Then it's good. Mashenkin, just the tzir by itself, is no good. So you see, it's a machlekes. Can you use the tzir, can you use the brine that comes out of the fish? Or no, dafka has to be with the kirvei dogim, with some of the insides of the fish have to be inside also. So tomorrow, even Reb Yudah Ben Godish, even Reb Yudah Ben Godish that was mekel loikomer elu betzir, he only said with the money of Meiser Sheni you could buy tzir, that means fish brine. Why? The shumna de perihi, hakoponim, the brine, the juice that comes out of the fish, has some fat of the fish inside it. So it has some substance there, it's made in something. Avo mayim melech loy. But it's mash maklaw, just salt water, apshit, you can't buy it from Moisa Meiser Sheni. It's only a machlokes if you can buy tzir, that's fish juice, that at least it has some fat of the fish inside it, so it has something to it. But mash maklaw, according to both of them, poshut salt water, you can't use. Tadrashi. The shumna de peri. Afilu kishen kirve dogim urofim boy. Even if there's no part of the meat of the fish inside the juice, abiyeshom ksas mishamnon. There's some of the fat of the fish. Im hamayim umelech. With the salt and the water. That's good. Abu mayim umelech diyalno. The lav tzirhu layomar. But mash the potch of the salt water that has no juice of the fish is no good. So how could you, Reb Yitzchak, say that for my sishen you could even buy salt water? And the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef, loy nitzvecha elishenos and atoicha shemen enechanami. That they were saying for my sisheni you could buy salt water. We're talking about there's some shemen oil inside the salt water. So together you're allowed to buy it with the salt water and the shemen. Then you could buy it. So drashla nitzvechu. That's what Reb Yitzchak learned. If you have salt water mixed together, you could buy it. Only when you add oil into it. That's when it's mutter. Once you have shemen oil inside it, so pshita you could buy it with the money of Maisa Sheni. It's not worse than shemen by itself. Shemen is something good. That's amazing. It fills you up. Oil. So pshita, you could buy shemen with moisa maisa sheni. So over here, if you're telling me the chiddush of salt water is that you have shemen inside it, what's the chiddush then? Pshita, you could buy it. It's not worse than shemen by itself. And the Gemara Posh, the Teretz says, loy tzricha shenosan demei mayim umelech bahavloh. Now we're talking about now that, lamashal, for a jar of shemen, it costs, let's say, $5 for a jar of shemen. Now you have a big jar here that has salt water inside it. Now because it has salt water inside it, that made the shemen more expensive. Now the shemen costs $6. So Lamaisa, you're paying $6 for this jar of shemen and salt water inside it. So now, for the salt water alone, you're not allowed to spend the Maisa shemen to buy salt water. So the chiddush is, when you're buying this jar now that costs $6, really what you're spending is $5 is for the shemen, but you're spending $1 for the salt water. And on salt water alone, you're not allowed to use your money of moisa maisa sheni. The chiddush is ba'avloh, though it's mutter. Since it's called, you're buying one thing now, and this thing is mazen, because it has shemen inside it. So even though you're spending $1 just for the salt water, but since you're not buying the salt water by itself, you're buying it ba'avloh, mixed together, that's mutter. Like we'll soon dashem sukim to say that's mutter. So drashi ba'avloh. That means v'shvil ha'mayim v'hamelech kono ha'shemen b'yoker. Hey, since this oil has inside it water and salt, they charge you more money. It's another dollar's worth. V'havli aboy demayim. And you're taking now $6 out of your moisa, maisa sheni, and buying the $6. V'chiyagav nesher Reb Yitzchak. This is the chiddush of Reb Yitzchak. In Svara, I would say no. Since you have your $10 bill of maisa sheni, you have to buy $10 worth of food that you could use for maisa sheni. So you can't spend only, you can only spend $5 from the moisa maisa sheni. If this costs $6, you have to spend another dollar from your own pocket. Kamashmula, no. Since you're buying it mixed together, it's mutter. How do we know this? So it's Gemara of Avlo Mishari. If you buy food with the money of maisa sheni of Avlo, how do we know it's mutter? The Gemara in, yes, it's mutter. Votan, I'll bring your ragrashas, benichusa. I'll bring your raya to this. Then ben bag bag oimer. The posik says baboker. The pasuk says when you want to buy a maisa sheni, the pasuk says v'nosatu akesa b'chol asher tava nafshecho, the money you could buy anything your heart desires, ba'boker, you could buy animal, cattle, ubatzoin, sheep, uvayayin, ubashecher. This is the pasuk. These are the things you're allowed to buy. Ba'boker, ubatzoin, uvayayin, ubashecher. And then it says again, b'chol asher tishocho nafshecho, anything you want. So really this is called the klal of prato klal. It starts off with chol asher tava nafshecho. Anything you want, you could buy. So chorus extra baboker. The kasha, why does the Torah have to say baboker? Once it says you could buy anything you want, so pshita you could buy baboker. What's the chiddush of baboker? The chiddush is melamed sheloichim boker agabi oirei. That means when you buy this whole animal, you're spending, let's say, $50 for it. Now the meat that you can eat is only, let's say, worth $45. There's $5 worth of skin. Now the skin itself, you're not going to eat. You can't eat the skin. So if you'd want to take the moisa maisa sheni just to buy skin, it would be usur. Because you have to buy something that's edible. But now that you're taking the $50 bill and buying a whole behemoth together, it's mutter. Even though $5 of it is being used for skin, that's the chiddush of the pasuk ba'boker. That if you buy a whole animal together ba'avloh, that even though most of it is edible, so even the skin that's not edible is also mutter. Rashi. Baboker, hoy luksi b'chol asher tava nafshecho. The pasuk says you could buy anything your heart desires. Or b'zeh lomel lemechta baboker v'atzoyin v'yayin v'shecher. What do you need these mutant for? Ela ledroshes. These are telling us droshes. Baboker lelamdecho. She'aloykim boker agavoyroi. If you buy a boker, the whole animal, you could buy its skin also. V'yotzor lechulin. And you know the skin has no kedushas ma'isa she'enyon. Because it's not edible. It says mamash yotz lechulin. You don't have to sell the skin and say I have to use the money now again to buy more food. No, once you bought it, it's mutter. Right. What does the pasuk say then? It says baboker uvatzoin. What's the chiddush of sheep? It means even though a sheep has two chasroinis, there's skin on it and there's also wool on it. Now, when you buy $50 worth of sheep, you're only paying, let's say, $40 for the meat. There's $5 for the skin, and there's $5 for the wool on it. Still, it's mutter. And that wool is mamash chulin, and you don't have to spend the money for ma'isa sheni. Shrashi agav gizoso. Av agav dika tarti. There's two chedushim here. There's or there's skin on the sheep. The gizo. There's also wool on the sheep. The nafki lechulin. When you're buying this $50 worth of ma'isa sheni, really, you're only getting $40 worth of food. And $10 is time going to something else. Still, it's mutter. Vaitu v'yayin. What does the pasuk say? You could buy wine. Malamet sheloikin yayin agabi kankanoi. That we want to spend and buy wine, the mosher you're buying $10 worth of wine. Now, in those $10, you're buying a barrel. The barrel is worth $2. So really, all you're getting is only $8 worth of wine. The $2 is for the barrel. Still, it's mutter. Even though if you buy a barrel by itself with the money, you're not allowed to. Because the money of ma'isa sheni, you would have to buy something that's edible. But if you buy it bavlo, if you buy the barrel with the wine together, that's mutter. Shrashagav kankan, chav yishocheris, shayayin shema b'toychav, yotza kankan l'chulun. The kankan goes out l'chulun. Vaitu v'sheicher, what's the chiddush about beer, or v'sheicher, or something sharp to drink? Melamed shaloichin temed, you could even buy temed, mi shehechmitz, that becomes chomitz. What does that mean, temed? Just Rashi, shenoisnim mayim b'chatzanin. If you have just the pits of the shells that you made wine from, first you took the grapes and you pressed out the wine. Now you have left over the chatzanim, that's the shells and the pits of the wine. And now you put water over it. When it becomes little, that's where you make vinegar. It's a type of a wine. Now the chiddush here is, really all it is just water. You're pouring water over to the pits and shells of the grapes. And this comes later into wine. So I would think maybe that's not called an oichel. Maybe it's only considered like water. Kamashma, no, it's also called an oichel, and you can buy that with ma'isa sheni. About koponim alma, we see from here. Midik toni baboker agav oiroi, alma bavlo sharin. We see if you buy together, it's mutter. V'yaf agav di obyan penashe loich ozi lemidi, to ma'ichel bini kerechsev yachalton. If you'd want to buy with the money, skin by itself would be offer. But if you buy the whole animal together, then it's mutter. So you see, bavlo, it's mutter. That was the chiddush before also. If you buy this shemen, this oil, that has inside it salt water, so you buy it together, it's mutter. Right, Omer Rabbi Yechon, so Rabbi Yechon, man de matargim li baboker, whoever's going to explain to me, why did this pasuk have to say the word baboker, aliba de ben bagbag, according to ben bagbag, the way he just said over the chiddush, is moivlina mani abas for the bay mesusa. I'll take that person's clothing and carry it for him into the bathhouse. In other words, he didn't know pshat why the Torah had to say the word baboker. We'll soon explain what the kasher is. So he's saying, whoever can explain to me why the Torah has to say the word baboker, I will take his clothing into the bathhouse. What's the kasher? My timer. What's the chiddush? Well, kula tzricho labami boker. I need all these words here, achutz from the word baboker. Again, the pasuk says you could buy with the money ma'isa sheni b'chol asher tava nafshecha, anything you want. Then it says baboker uvatzoin uvayayin uvashecher. So it says like this: everything is needed achutz from the word baboker. The Torah did not have to say the word baboker. The late tzorach. Well, my tzricha, what do I need it for? The cost of rachamon baboker. If the Torah would have just said baboker, I would think boker who is daven. You're allowed to buy the meat, the behemah al gav oroi. Because of its skin, even though the skin on it still it's mutter. Why? Mishum the gufa hu. Because the skin is mamish a part of the gufa of the animal. You can't pull off the skin. You can't cut off the skin. So that's one chiddush. Now, when you buy the animal, even though the skin is part of it, it's mutter. Avultzoin, the Torah would have just said the word babokor and not said the word sheep. Avultzoin, agabe gizosoi de lav gufi heve emeloi. I would think if you want to buy sheep with the money of Maaser Sheni, that's awesome. Because since you're spending $5 for the wool, now the wool is not called like the goof of the sheep. Because the wool you could cut off. It's not mamash the goof of the animal. So I would think maybe you can't buy that tavlur. So that's kamash from what a Torah said, the word of Atsoin. So the word of Atsoin is telling me a big kiddush, that you're allowed to spend the money even though you're also buying the wool, which is not mamish part of the animal. Still it's mutab avlur. Now, the cost of Achamon of Atsoin, the Torah would have just said the word of Atsoin, the sheep, Agabi Gizosoin, that you could buy even though it has wool on it. Havamin, I would think, Mishun the Mechubabo. Akol Parnim, the wool is attached to the animal. So the bal is attached to the animal, that's why it's Kagufoi Dami, you're allowed to buy it. Avul Yain, Agabi Kankanon. But when you want to buy wine, so you're spending now $10, and all you're getting is $8 worth of wine, and $2 you're spending for the barrel. I would think the barrel you're not allowed to buy with the money, Maaser Sheni. Emaloi, because the barrel is not mechuba to the wine. You could pour the wine out and just take the wine without the barrel. Is kamash lon. That's what the Torah says, the word of Ayayin. Even the kankan, even the barrel to the wine, also you're allowed to buy. Now, because of Rachamon of Ayayin, the Torah would have just said the word Ayayin, and not to Vashechor, Havamina Mishum Dahainun and Tirusai. You know why you're allowed to use the barrel? Because the barrel watches the wine. Avul Temid. Mashenkin, the type of a vinegar, temid, mishehechmitz, tikiwa biyamhu. I would think really all it is just water. You're pouring water over the pits and shells of the grapes. Just the kiwa means the strength of the pits and shells gives us some time, some taste into the water. So I would think that's called like kiwa biyamhu means just water biyamhu. A maloi, that you're not allowed to buy it with the money of Maaser Sheni, because it's considered you're just buying water, like colored water, not more. Kamashmo, no. That's also considered shecher, considered a chosh of a drink, and you're allowed to buy that temed with the money of Maaser Sheni. Yeah. A maloi, kos rachmon a shecher. Therefore, the post says the word shecher. So that's why you need to eat all of them. Now the kashri, let's go backwards. Let's just say one, and I know all the other ones. In other words, let's just say the last one, and the melei would know all the ones before that. So the more no. Because Rachman of Bashekh, the Torah would have just said the word of Bashekhar, you could buy this type of a strong drink, have a mina. My Sheikh, you know what Sheikh means? Hatayadavka Dvela Kilis. It means Dafka, a type of figs that are very sharp. And you squeeze out those figs that come from Kilis, they give off a very strong drink. So that's what Sheikh means. The Peirahu, that's Mamish Peri. That's what you could buy with Moisa Maaser Sheni. Avuyayin Agav Kankano Emalai. But to buy wine with the barrel itself is not a peri. The barrel doesn't come out of fruits, so maybe you can't buy the barrel with the wine. That's why I need the pasuk to say two things. It can't just say of a shecher, it has to say of a yain also. Now, v'kos rachmona yain. If Torah would have just said the word yain, agave kankano, true, I would know you're allowed to buy the barrel with it. I would think the hainan in Tirusai. You know why the barrel is mutter? Because it's watching the fruits. It's watching the wine. Avotsoin agabe gizosot. Mashenki, when you want to buy the sheep with its wool, a maloi. Since the wool does not protect the animal, so maybe you can't buy the wool agab the sheep. You would have to buy either a shaven off wool, a shaven off sheep that has no wool on it. But since the wool is not like protecting the sheep, just like the barrel is protecting the wine, maybe it's awesome. Therefore, kosav achmon etzoin. That's what the Torah has, even though it says yayin, it has to say the word soin also. Just with yayin, the fact you could buy the barrel, I would not know you could also buy the wool. Is kamashmon soin, the afilu agabe gizosoi, that even though you're buying the wool on top of the sheep, still it's mutter. Since you're buying the bavlor at one time, it's mutter. Our bezer the kashra is now baboko lomeli. Why do we have to have the word baboker? Once the Torah already said the word of Atsoin, to tell me you could even buy a sheep, that a sheep has two things. A sheep has skin and wool. So once you're allowed to buy that, sheep you could buy a boker that only has skin. Is what I have to have the word baboker for. That's his kasha. The chit tevin, maybe you can answer me. Ela kosu rachamon baboker. The Torah wants to say the word baboker. Havamina tsoin al gabi oiroi in. I would tell you dafkut tsoin with its skin, yes. Agav gizos aloi. The Torah would have just said the word soin. Maybe I'll tell you, you know what soin means? A shaven sheep that has no wool on it. That's what you're allowed to buy. But maybe with the wool will be usher. Therefore, you want to tell me, kosra rachamon babokor, that's what the Torah had to write to them. So it says the word babokor. So from the word Babbokar, I know you can buy an animal with its skin. So now we understand why the Torah has to say the word of Atzoin for. The Echrech of Atzoin has to be Meisiv, even though it has a wool on it. Lasuyi Oiroi, to tell me that, so Babbokar tells me even skin you're allowed to buy. The Mela isolate Tzoin, now is good what the Torah says too. Tzoin also, Lasuyi Gizosoi. That Tzoin even tells me you can buy something that has wool. Two things. It has skin and wool. Even though each one by itself you can't buy, but if you buy it together, Bavlot's mutter. So the Marnain, Ela kosam achamon bokor lehava mina tzoin agabi ori in agabi gizosi loy. I would not think that. The Torah wouldn't have said the word bokor. You want to tell me from the fact the Torah said the word tzoin alone, I would have a havamina only skin you could buy, but then you can't buy it when it has its wool on it. You'll have to dafka buy a shaven tzoin. Say that's not mistavra. Why? The im kain, if that's what the Torah meant. When the Torah said a word about tzoin, it only meant the chiddush with its skin, but not with its wool. Lichter rachmana boker. The Torah should have wrote the word boker then. Why did the Torah write the word tzoin for? The mameila isi lay tzoin. Therefore, I would know tzoin. That the Torah wanted to say a chiddush, just skin you could buy. So it was like the Torah should have said the word boker, because boker only has extra skin to it. Hey, the kiv on the kos rachmana tzoin. Since the Torah did not write the word Bokor, but the Torah wrote the word Tzoin, if it only would have written Tzoin, I would also know this Chiddush. The Afilo Agav Gizosoi, that even though the sheep has wool, still it's mutter to buy it. So that's the Kasha. Even without the word Babokor, just with the word of Tzoin alone, I would know the Torah means you're allowed to buy with the money of Maisa Sheni sheep with its wool on it. And that's the Chiddush both of them. Even though you're buying skin and wool, still it's mutter. Why? Because if you're going to tell me tzoin just means a shaven sheep that has no wool on it, the Torah should have said the word babokor. Why did the Torah have to say the word of tzoin for and not bokor? Elamai, what tzoin alone tells me you could buy a sheep that has wool on it. So once I have the word of tzoin, the word babokor is extra. Once I know you're allowed to buy sheep that has two chesroins, that has wool and skin, so pshiti could buy babokor. That's his kasha. Why does the Torah have to say the word babokor? Hashta tzoin agav gizosoi mizdavno madach you allowed to buy sheep, even though it has wool on it. Bokor agav orimi boi, just to buy animals that doesn't have wool on it. It just has skin on it. Pshitits mutter. So why does the Torah have to say the word babokor for? So the Morah Hainu, the Kamer Rabbi Yechanan, that's what Rabbi Yechanan meant to say, that man de metagel li babokor, whoever will come to explain to me, why did the Torah have to say the word babokor, alibe de ben bagbag, according to ben bagbag, that I'm making these miyutim, so with these miyutim, the word babokor is extra, is moivlina mani levei mesusa, I would carry that person's clothing into the bathhouse. That's why we mark a toif to him. So the Morah Yechanan, for my kamiflagi, what is the machlokes we had before? So Rashi learns what does the machlekes means. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer, the Yamri Tavaya, that they both say dogim nikochim over tirhu depligi. They're both moida. You are allowed to buy fish with the money of Maisa Sheni. So the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Loi was what about over tzir? Is it mutter to buy tzir or not? One said tzir is also, it's only mutter if you have kirve dogim inside it. And one said no, even tzir, just the juice that comes out of the fish is also mutter. What's this machlekes tolian? Fahani tanoid lekamon, and the other tanoim will soon see later that Rashi the dashi pri mi pri udule kaka vlad vlodi soritz v'tavaya memute dogim. That two mandiyamim later are both vamayit even fish you can't buy. The kol shechein tzir or navada navada tzir you can't buy either. So what's this machlekes? Took the size. There's like a three way machlekes here. Are you allowed to buy fish altogether? There's a man the yom later the machlai you can't buy dog and you can't buy fish with moisture maisha sheni. There's a man the yom before that fish amad you could buy. It's only shah if you can buy the juice. Okay, one says the juice yes, and one says no, the juice by itself you can't buy the tear. You can only buy the tear if it has curved dog inside it. What's this machlaikis? So the mara's like this. Come on. We have Yehuda ben Godish. We have Lozo that they both hold you could buy fish. It's only a shal of the tzir. Does it have to have tirvei dogim inside it or not? They both darshin ribuye umiyute. They darshin the Torah, but Torah is a ribuye and a miyut. The ani tanoi, mashenga, the tanoim later, darshi klali a proti. They darshin this posik, but Torah is a klal and a prat. Those are always the two ways to dash in the Torah. When you have, first it says a klal, at this post it says, b'chol asher tava nafshecho, anything you want you can buy with the money, ma'aseh sheni. Then the post it says, miyutim, it says no. It says, b'boker uvatzoyin uvayayin uvashecher. And then the end of the post it says a klal again. It says, b'chol asher tisholcho nafshecho. This is called a klal upratu klal. That's one way to darshan. The other way to darshan is, it's a ribui, or miyut, then a ribui. Two different ways of darshaning. And you come out with two different halachis. The what? We have Yehuda ben Godish, Reb Lozo. They both say fish. You could buy darshi, ribui, emute. They darshi, materis, a ribui, and a miyut. The pasuk says, v'nosato akesef b'chol asher tava nafshecho. Anything you want, you could buy, that's a ribui. Mashm, anything. Then the pasuk says, u'ba boker, u'ba tzoyin, u'ba yayin, u'ba sheikh, a miyut. Mashma, only these things you could buy, nothing else. Then at the end of the pasuk it says, "Uvechol asher tisholcho nafshecho, anything you want, chozav ribui." Mashma, there's a ribui at the end. So the klal is ribui. If Torah says everything, then a miyut. No, not everything. The ribui, then everything is the klal ribui hakol. It's marbatak everything. My ribui, ribui kol mili. Everything tak you could think of, you could buy. Oh, my meat, I go forth, there are a few mutim here. What does the mutim mean? Is the Reb Lezer meat tzir. According to Reb Lezer, it means tzir. The fish juice. Since it's not so satisfying, it doesn't have any curve dogum inside it, that you can't use. And Reb Yehuda ben Godish, meat mayim melech. He holds no. Only mayim melech you can't use. That bechlal is not satisfying. Mashenkin, the juice that comes out of the fish, he holds even that much is bechlal the ribui. In other words, really the ribui is marb everything. You have a miyut. So you take out the least possible. What's called the least possible? In Svarim, one says tzir, the pure juice that comes out of the fish is the least. Even that is no good. Only the juice that comes out with the kirvei dog and with the inside of the fish is good. And Yehuda ben Godish says no. He holds tzir is good. Just water and salt is no good. That's the pshan, these two mandyamin. Now, the Hani Tanoi, the next two Tanoim later that say no, bechlal, you can't buy fish. From Moyes, Ma'aseh Sheni, Darshi, they Darshin is possible, but there is Klole Yoproti. There is a Klal or Pratu Klal. The Tanya. They learn like this. The Posek says, V'nosato akesa b'chol ha-shetav v'nashechon. You can buy whatever you want. Is the Klal, that's called the Klal anything. Ba'boker u'vatsoyin u'vayayin u'vashaycha prat. Only these things, nothing else. Then again it says, B'chol ha-shetashoch ha-nashechon, anything you want, is again, Chozah v'klal. It says the Klal at the end. So it's like this. Klal or prat or klal, when you have a klal or prat or klal, is ziyatadan elakena prat. You can only learn out something that's like the prat. You can't say it's a general everything. No, everything is no good. It has to be daima to the prat. Maha prat, just like the prat. Mifurish, pri mi pri, ugdule kaka. It has to be a pri mi pri, and it has to be something that grows out of the ground. It is af kol pri mi pri, ugdule kaka. It has to be something that grows out of the ground. So, Drashi, pri mi pri. Means egel noilad mimoy. An animal is born from its mother. The chen tzer. The anova mechatzanim. Who are then grapes? Grow from seeds. Shazer nechatzanim. But there has to be something that grows from something else. That's what it has to be. And who are then gedule karka? Shrashi shakulim nizdoine gedulim in a karka. There has to be something that gets its nourishment from the ground. There has to be doimut to the prat. Now, batan yidach, another way to darshan is like this. Maha prat, mefurish, volodois. Oh, vlodois horitz. It has to be trashi shenivru minoritz b'maisav reishis. It means something that was created from the ground itself. All these things were created from the karka. Is af koil vlad vlodois horitz. It has to be something that's created from the ground. This is the nafkamina, how to make the klal prat. My benayu, what's nafkamina? Over abayo dogim. The nafkamina is fish. Ika benayu. If you could buy fish with moisa maisa sheni. Laman di yama primi pri gdule karko. If it just has to be primi pri means they produce a mud that gives off the kids. So by fish you have that also. The mother gives off kids. Ugdule karka stami gets its muzzin from the from the ground. Is honey dog and fish have these two things. Gdule karka ninu. They get the nourishment from the ground. At the bottom Rashi, dogim the Rashi, kudule kakaninu, kisava shadogim nizainim in a kakam. That fish gets its nourishment from the bottom of the ground. The bottom of the ground gives off its minerals, and the fish gets its nourishment from that. So, Abazai, you could buy fish with moist and maisha sheni. Of the Laman diyoma, the other one that says no, it has to be so much doima to the prat, it has to be Vlad, Vladis Horus. It has to be something that was created from the ground, from the Oritz. Dog Yemimayu Ivra. Fish were not created from the ground. In Maisa Bereshis, fish were created from the water. Therefore, Dogim are not Bechlau, this Miyat of these four things is not Bechlau, Boker, Tzoyin, and Yain, and Shecher. Therefore, you can't buy fish. Because these things were created from the ground, the Oritz, the dry land. And fish was created from water, not from Oritz. Fret Gemara, Miyam, Rabbi, Dogim, Gedule, Karkaninu, Tazabai, Taka said, according to the first man, the Yomah, if you need Gedule, Karka, that means it gets its nourishment from the ground, fish is also considered getting its nourishment from the ground. Fred Gemara, is that true? Can you take a say like this? I have a kasher on this. The Yomer Abaya, Abaya said, Ochal poitisa. If somebody eats a poitisa, so trashi, that's a sheret samayim. It's a sheret, a creature that creeps around in the water. Cut and very small, shamed by kezayas. There's not even a kezayas to this creature. The Afilu walk.
Alright, Mr. Shum will continue on the next tape.